Every day's a good day. Stop wishing. Every day's a chance to drift away. Drift away. Every day's a good day for fishing.
Get to know the right rod, reel and skill for your next fishing trip. Keep up to date with what's biting and where right around the EP by listening to What's Catching On Air. Cast off with the Eyre Peninsula's 5CC and Tackle World Port Lincoln.
Shane joining us for another edition of What's Catching On Air. Now, mate, it's been a bit of a pleasant few days, hasn't it? Great excuse to go out for a fish, and they are certainly biting now.
Yeah, what a difference, a bit of sunshine and some warm weather, mate. Fishing's really starting to fire up now. Mm. And, yeah, there's some early good fishing at the moment, like for summer and all that. And I reckon we're only going to see better days ahead now.
You beauty. Well, what's been going on at Coffin Bay? I mean, we've heard that there are a few kingies that are coming through, and we've been warned about making sure that we avoid those sanctuary zones. But what are we allowed to catch, and what's been coming in big numbers?
Well, there are kingfish there, that's for sure. But look, there's lots of small whiting. There's only a few legal ones amongst them. So if you want to catch some whiting, probably head out towards Farm Beachway. And if you're land based, if you go up to sort of around that Frenchman's and Coles Point area, you're going to get some decent fish off the shore there. The ones at the moment inside the bays there, they're a bit small, and you're probably going to be handling a lot of undersized fish, and some of them don't go back that well. So probably give it a miss there for whiting.
Okay.
But garfish are starting to show up there. Snook as well, tommies. There's heaps of salmon trout all through that whole system there. I was out there last week, and there's salmon trout everywhere.
Yeah, fantastic. What about the gummy sharks? Are they still turning up?
Yeah, gummy sharks are still being caught. There's a few young lads that have been out chasing them at night time in the deeper water there. And yeah, they've been getting some nice gummies there.
And if you were, say, going out and chucking the Bowden, how are you looking sort of in the offshore grounds?
Not too bad. So just in the last week, there's been some nanigai, blue moorong and sharks. There's been a number of boats that I know of that have been out offshore, and I think pretty much all of them done all right. And yeah, some good sized nanigai out there.
Yeah, sweet. And how are the usual salmon beaches looking?
Gunya and Greenlee beaches, they're the most consistent beaches for salmon, and they have been for some time now. So if the weather conditions are good, it's definitely worth going out there for salmon. You shouldn't have any problems hooking on to them. Especially Gunya. Gunya's probably been the better beach down the bottom here, really. It's probably a bit better than Port Lincoln National Park as well.
Okay.
And yes, the good sized fish. It's been like that pretty consistent all winter, really, and into the spring.
And it's just waiting for the wind to be right, because you want it on your back.
Even if it drops down a bit and the swell drops down, the salmon schools will come right in close into those gutters there. But there's plenty down there.
Cute beauty. What's the best way to catch them? Is it better to go with lures, or are baits still working pretty effectively?
Both. Look, I haven't used bait for salmon for ages now. I just use lures. I just drive along the beach until I find a school of salmon and been using them, or just using the lures.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I've just been using soft plastics lately, and the new Daiwa Bait Junkie soft plastics, they are absolutely excellent. They're really tough, really strong. You get heaps of use out of them, and probably one of the best soft plastics on the market going around at the moment, and salmon are all over them.
Perfect. Worth coming in and checking out the wall of soft plastics that you got there, eh? What about in Lincoln? Have we had any good reports off the town jetty and stuff like that, particularly with school holidays and so many tourists around at the moment?
Well, look, really, in the last week, it's really sort of picked up. So we've got little kingfish that have shown up at the jetty in the last week. That's going to excite a lot of people. Very accessible.
Mm.
Sort of around that 60, 70 centimetre mark, the kingfish. Fight hard. They're good fun. And I'm sure lots of people are going to get stuck into them.
Too right.
And last year, there was a lot of little kingfish getting around. This is only the start. So we'll see if this year's going to be anything like last year.
And of course, they have changed the rules a little bit, haven't they, around kingies?
Yeah, last year they changed the rules, and there was quite a lot of confusion. The limit used to be, I think it was 10 kingfish per person in the Spencer Gulf in that 45 to 60 centimetre mark, but now it's one fish over 60 centimetres per person. So last year it was changed, and even the signs on the jetty, it still had that old signage with the old size limit and all that there. It's always good to keep up to date with your size limits. Most tackle shops are going to have the little size limit charts, or you can get on the PERSA website and you can check it up. But it's always good to check it out fairly regularly just to make sure you're up to date with what's going on, because sometimes, like last year, things get changed and no one knew about it.
Absolutely. And then all of a sudden you see some fisheries guys and you go, "Hey guys, look at what I caught." Oh, I mean, I Hey. Yeah. If you are out and about, maybe you're not chasing the kingies, what else are we looking at around the jetties?
There's plenty of squid around. The town jetty and the caravan park jetty, they've been probably the standout squid jetties. Mm-hmm. There's a few whiting off the town jetty in the main wharf. There's snook and tommies around as well. The snook fish at night time for them, and they're quite underrated. So we've got a really good snook fishery here off the jetties, especially at night time. So if you want to get some decent fish, just chuck little lures around or some little blue bait, and they're perfect for snook. They love it.
And what about the whiting? Are they sort of in the bays yet? Or?
Look, I haven't heard of any decent reports. I've heard a few here and there, but not great reports as yet. I'll probably expect it to happen by now. But yeah, I'd say next week, we've got some good tides coming up next week, so they might start then. But look, there's a few along that North Shore, the Sporting Cove, and a few areas in the proper. I've only caught undersized fish in the proper in the last couple of weeks, but other people may have caught some decent ones. Yeah, I'd say shortly, they'll be here.
Fantastic. And what about the squidding? Is that going right towards, say, Boston Island or something like that?
Yeah, Boston Island and North Shore, they're the two best areas, and they have been for some time now, and it just hasn't changed. Yeah, you can get out there and have a crack at them there.
If you were out, say, in the national park, obviously you'll see a few kingies getting around potentially. Are you seeing anything sort of else out there at the moment?
Off the shore, you've got a lot of salmon down in the national park there. And they're all pretty much between Wanna and the salmon hole. So there are some decent schools there. Yep. Probably, I think Coffin Bay is that little bit better. You can get down here in the Port Lincoln National Park. You can do really well.
All right, fantastic. And if you are going offshore a little bit further, what are you looking at? Usual suspects?
Look, all on that Carcass Rocks, Taylor's Landing, Thistle Island, there's been some good catches of whiting down there on those slower tides. It was actually quite good. And offshore, you've got your Nanigai, Blue Morwong, and Sharks. They've been on the bite for the few that went out offshore over the weekend.
Okay. And what about Tumby Bay? How's that looking?
Look, the jetty's pretty good for squid. There's tommies, garfish, snook, and the odd whiting. In the bay, there's some real good numbers of big garfish getting around now. So they've really only just sort of turned up in good numbers. So if you're after a good feed of garfish, and I reckon they taste better than whiting. Mm-hmm. You can get out there and have a crack at them. And the garfish, they should really come on. But they're all big ones too, so that's good.
Yeah, cool.
The group's still very good for whiting. There's also garfish, squid, and snook as well. So there's a bit of variety.
Yeah, wicked. And Port Neal, Arno Bay, sort of direction. How is the Eastern EP looking?
Pretty good. It is patchy up in those areas there. So you may have to move around a bit until you find a good patch of whiting. But once you find them, it's pretty hot fishing from what I've been told.
Yes,
and patches of really good fish, and there's patches of small fish. So you might have to move, but once you get those big ones, I've heard of them, people getting them close to 50 centimetres just in the last week. So there's some good ones out there.
Heavy days.
There's squid, snook as well. And off the jetties, you're looking at squid, snook, garfish, tommies, and there should also be some yellowfin whiting starting to show up on those beaches now as well. Probably in small numbers. By the end of the month, they'll start picking up. That water's warm, really starting to warm up now, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, for sure. It won't take long, and then all of a sudden it'll be thick enough for you to walk around on them pretty
much.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The product of the week this week, Power Bait. It's Berkeley Soft Plastic here that you got. They look fantastic. So these are kingy soft plastics, are they?
Well, with the little kingfish getting around, these are going to be a perfect little plastic for the kingfish. Mm-hmm. So these are the new Hollow Belly Power Baits. So yep. they've only just recently been out. I've used them myself. I've used them on salmon, and the salmon are all over them. Mm-hmm. They work really well, and I'd expect they're going to work brilliantly on the kingfish. They're probably the most realistic looking fish type of
soft plastic. I was just thinking that, hey? Like, they've done such a good job on the actual design. If you're not paying attention, you'll go, oh no, that's just me plastic.
Yeah, because they look just like a fish. They've got all the coloration and the markings. The one there is the slimy mackerel, and it actually really does look like a little slimy mackerel. You know, got the fish eyes on them and all that. So they're probably the best looking imitation soft plastic that I've seen for some time, and they work. There's three sizes of those. Mm-hmm. Those little 4-inch and the 5-inch ones, they're going to be dynamite on those little rat kings that are getting around, and I'm sure if you're going to throw one of them out in front of those kingfish.
Straight on it.
Be straight onto it and check them out.
And the other thing that I've got here in my hot little hand is the Jackson G Controls. Tell me about the lure.
Yeah, so this is a lure that was red hot last year for those little kingfish as well. So it's the Jackson G Control. Mm-hmm. It's a Japanese-made lure. So this is a high-speed retrieval lure. It's a hard body lure. And what it's got in the middle of the lure, it's got like a little bib on the underside as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you can wind this really fast, which is what the kingfish like, and it'll stay under the water. So some of those little hard body diving lures, if you wind them really fast, they'll just pop up.
Yeah,
and you won't get the right action. Whereas this one here, it's designed for high speed retrieval, and it's got that really like a little keel underneath it, and so you can really wind this in fast, and that really fires up the kingfish. And last year it was a real big seller.
Yeah,
worked really well on the kingfish, but you can also catch tommies, salmon, trout, and snook on them as well.
Awesome, beauty. Certainly worth coming in and checking out both the hollow belly power baits and G Control hard body as well. This thing looks like it'll be real mean when you're out doing a little bit of trolling through a school low.
Yeah, well they make, that's only the little one, that's not the 90 mil one, so mm-hmm. they do make a 125. I use that for salmon and the surf, and that's awesome. And then there's a real big one for tuna and kingfish offshore, and they're pretty good.
Wicked. Certainly worth popping in. So where can we find you there, Shane?
We're on 1618 Hallett Place, right across from Centenary 48.
You beauty. Can't wait to catch up next week to hear the next report.
No worries, thank you. Every day's a good day.